right now, let's slide over to one of the three Calder Trophy finalists. Here's Jimmy Howard, and we'll start this one off. Detroit Red Wing goaltender. Got an email for you.
All right.
Okay, this is for Jimmy. It says that you've come a long way from the line brawl in the playoffs at age 14 in Junior B to one of three who are nominated for Rookie of the Year in the NHL. Congratulations on the great season, and next year a playoff line brawl is what you need. And that's from Sevy, Jim Severson.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That was a lot of fun that year. I was 14 years old playing Junior B in Eastern Ontario.
Was that – so it wasn't in Ogdensburg. This was in Eastern – what was it, Cornwall?
Westport.
Oh, Westport.
Yep.
On the Rideau.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Did you win the line brawl?
I would say it was a draw.
So you actually played against the Brockville Tikis and the Gananoque G-Men? And
yep, that's exactly correct. Yeah, I played against all of them when I was 14 and 15 years old.
Did you know what the heck to do in a line brawl?
No, I didn't have a clue. To be honest with you, I was just standing down there, and everyone, you know, started dropping their gloves. I was standing in the crease, and the next thing I know, the other goalie at the other end was skating down at me.
I think it took over. I would have hidden the net. We're with Jimmy Howard of the Detroit Red Wings. How's the body now that you've had a chance to finally just sit back and think about things and not skate for a few days?
It's a little sore. I found out, you know, how tough it is to go through the playoff grind and what these guys really have to, you know, endure to get, you know, be able to hoist the Stanley Cup is pretty amazing.
So, Jimmy, a great year, but you let in the goal in San Jose from Logan Couture. Was it in Detroit? Or I guess it was in San Jose. The one from the corner. As a young guy, as really a first-year NHLer, but a pro for 3 or 4 years, how did you battle through that? How frustrating was it? They happen. They happen to the best of them. We've seen Patrick Waugh let them in. We've seen Marty Brodeur let them in. We've seen Chris Osgood let them in. When I was with Detroit, Tim Chevalier let them in often.
Easy.
So tell me, how did you battle through it?
Well, I'm not playing that situation. I always put the one knee down and have the one leg up against the post. And even after the game, talking with Ozzie and Jim Bedard, my goalie coach, I told him, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do the same move. It's just somehow, you know, the puck found a little hole there. And I just basically told myself to forget about it and that the season wasn't over and you still had games to play.
Jimmy Howard is with us of the Detroit Red Wings, a finalist for the Calder Trophy this year with Darren Millard and Doug McLean on Hockey Central at noon. Oh, what do you think improved the most about your game this year now that you took over as the number one goaltender?
My consistency. I finally figured it out how to be able to play night in, night out. And you have to be level-headed and you can't get too hard, you know. Think for yourself, and when things don't go right out there, you have to bounce back quickly and just forget about them.
Okay, how do you do that, though? That's easy to say, but...
I don't know. I think it just comes with my personality. I feel like I'm a pretty laid-back, you know, type of guy, and I really don't dwell on things. And I always, you know, look forward into the future, and once something happens, it happens.
See, when I'm asking you questions, they're sincere. When Darren's asking them, he's a beer league goaltender, and he's going. His buddies are telling me he's awful. Like, he's awful. He can't stop a beach ball. He's struggling with his game. He's asking you questions, trying to find out what he can do to help his. I'm asking you questions to find out about yourself. There's a big difference.
You're a dork.
So... how did it feel at the end of the year? I suspect you've had your closing meetings with Ken Holland, the GM, and Babcock to leave the dressing room with the idea that, hey, I'm going to be the number one goaltender out and out next year. Or are you saying I got to come back and battle for that job with Ozzie again?
I think I got a mindset a little bit of both. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't really expect to be coming in this season and doing what I did and accomplish what I've accomplished this season. I'm just as surprised as the next guy. And right now, it's still pretty surreal that, you know, I was a number one goalie here in the Detroit, you know, original 16 and everything like that. So I don't think it's really sunk in yet. But, I mean, nothing's going to change. I'm still going to go back this summer and try to continue to improve my game and to work hard and to strive to be even better next year.
Did either one of them say to you in their meeting, Jimmy, there's been a lot of guys do what you did in their rookie year and then falter in the next season? Was that ever mentioned to you?
Well, fortunately, I haven't had my meeting with them. I haven't.
Well, be prepared. Be prepared. It's coming.
What, did you say that to a lot of people, Mac?
Well, I used to say it once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
maybe they're more positive than I am. I don't know.
I mean, I know a lot of guys have gone through it, and I'm gonna somehow, you know, find a way so I don't go into that so-called sophomore slump. I think it's just the, I don't know. It's
the difference
than anything. It's something to put on yourself. If you just go out there and just do what you do and, you know, just play freely, you know, like you do on most nights, I think you'll be fine.
But, Jimmy, it's different for you, and this is be your answer. Yeah, but I had to battle a lot harder than a lot of guys to get where I am. I had to pay my dues in Grand Rapids and show that I was a pro goalie. So this is not like some of these other guys.
And line brawls at 14.
And line brawls. Yeah. And with the Westport Ritos.
Yeah, no, that is very true. Fortunately for me, you know, Kenny didn't rush me or anything like that. He allowed me to iron out a lot of wrinkles in my game down in the AHL, and that's where I was, you know, I was able to really figure out a lot of things.
Jimmy Howard is with us at the Detroit Red Wings. We're going to put you on the spot here, playoff analyst. Who wins between Chicago and Vancouver?
Well, if Vancouver can stay out of the box, I really like Vancouver just as a big fan of Roberto Luongo, but Chicago's offense is just so potent. It just feels like no matter what line's out on the ice, you know, they got scoring chances, you know, and they got guys that can put the puck in the net.
And because Chicago does have the lead, I'll go that direction. You play in the same division as the Hawks, and you just finished up a series against San Jose. Do you have an indication of who would win that series?
I think I think Chicago would win. Just because of their offense. I just think their offense is just too lethal. If it happens to be Chicago and San Jose, I think it would be Chicago in six games.
Who's a better player? Henrik Sedin, who's up for the Hart, or Jonathan Toews?
Wow, that's a good question.
You know, I'd say Toews.
You played against both of them a lot.
I know.
Unfair question. They're both real good players.
That's really tough. I mean, Toews, he's such a hard worker out there, and, you know, he never quits. And Henrik, he's more of a best player, and man, he makes passes.
See, it's easier when you're playing and you come on the show because you just talk about yourself. Yeah. We're really delving into your analytical side now, aren't we?
Yeah, you are. You're
that's what really, reporters do.
My limits here.
I know you're not going over the world championships, but think positively for those guys over there after the losses to Germany and Denmark, okay?
Yeah.
Jimmy, congratulations on an amazing season, and I hope you have a great success next year.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me, guys.